Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the Frey Podcast, brought to you by thefrey.com, a place for women who want more from life. This is what I want. This is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you gonna make a move? Are you gonna come and see? Whatever you wanna do, you know it's cool with me. Welcome to today's podcast episode. It is a solo one. And I'm going to have a chat with you about ways that you can feel like a whole brand new person. I'm also going to touch on a bit of a review of the last month with our Best Life Reset, and also chat with you about things to expect for Feb. But before we dive into those two things, let's chat about the experience of wanting to be a brand new person. All right, because I know I am not the only person who has had those thoughts and feelings of just wishing that you could flick a switch and be completely different to how you are. Now, I know that doesn't sound like a good thing, right? It kind of sounds a bit awful, doesn't it, to have those thoughts and feelings. But I know I am not the only one who has had the experience of feeling frustrated with themselves and wanting to make a change. When I think of becoming a brand new person, I kind of think of two different avenues. The first thing that comes to mind for me is that frustration of feeling annoyed with yourself because maybe you're stuck in a pattern of habits, like in a loop of habits and thoughts and beliefs that don't serve you. And perhaps it goes even further than not serving you. Maybe you find yourself stuck in a way of being that actually hurts yourself. It's self-sabotage. And that often comes from a place of not feeling worthy. It's a lack of self-worth, of self-belief that you are valuable and you deserve good things. So maybe you find yourself engaging in certain thoughts and behaviors and habits and patterns and routines and all of that stuff that keeps you stuck and it keeps you small. So when you have the moment of recognizing that you are doing that, you can feel like you just want to hit that button and be someone completely new, but we can't. And it takes a lot of work. It can take a lot of work to change those beliefs and to get honest with yourself and look at those core wounds and work out what it means for you to live a really aligned life where you like yourself. You have a good sense of self-efficacy, self-worth, and you actually move from liking yourself to loving yourself and knowing your worth. That's one time in life when you might be feeling like, oh gosh, I just wish I was someone else. But I also think there's another time in life where everything is okay and you just don't want to dive into the deep stuff, but you're feeling a bit meh. You know, you don't really want to look at the core beliefs because everything's okay. Maybe you have a grip on all of that stuff. It's not too serious. But maybe you are feeling like you've lost a bit of yourself to being a parent. Maybe it's lost the fact that you feel like you've lost yourself to your workplace. It can be a real identity thing. Or maybe it's more just that you realize you've been living out of habit and not living out of intention. So you habitually choose certain things for yourself that maybe don't really align with the actual current version of yourself because you've gotten a little bit older, you've gotten a little bit wiser, your life's changed, and you just feel a little bit like you're not in alignment there. So for today's episode, I want to speak to the second topic. I want to speak to those of you who are just feeling a bit blah, a bit meh. I know, great words, but you just want to change things up and feel like a bit of a new, refreshed version of yourself, but you don't really need to do the deep stuff right now. So when it comes to that, I would say that there are three fast ways that are quite superficial and quite easy to access that you could very well do it today, if not today, tomorrow. If not tomorrow, you can book it in for next week. But if you're feeling a bit yucky, there are three ways that you can feel like a whole new person fast. The first one that I suggest you think about doing is to change up your hair, right? Now, I know our hair is a very superficial thing, but I'm sure a lot of you can relate to that sensation of exiting the hairdressers and you feel like a new person, whether it's the way they've styled it, the color, the cut, or all of the above. You have a bit of a spring in your step and you just feel different. If you haven't changed your hair in a while, if it's been decades of having the exact same style, maybe it is time to book in and try something new, a little bit out of your comfort zone. You know, if you have a great hairdresser, maybe it's going in and saying, hey, I want to change. What do you suggest? Because they work in the industry where they can look at your skin tone, the shape of your face, and make some suggestions for you. Maybe you have a Pinterest board of hair colors that you've always loved, but you've never taken the leap. It doesn't have to be big and bold, but of course it could be. You could decide to chop your hair and color it a really bright, out there, bold color, or maybe it will be really subtle. You can go for a small change. And when it comes to even changing up your hair, you don't even have to do a big haircut or a big transformation to feel like a different person, to have that spring in your step. It can be as simple as changing the part in your hair, train your hair to sit in a different way, wear it in a different style, watch a tutorial, try something new, especially if it's been a while since you've done it. Like for me, I chopped a fair bit off my hair recently, right? And it's not a massive thing. My hair is still the same color. It still looks the same. You know, my dad would never notice that I chopped so much off my hair. But when I look back at photos now of it being longer, I'm like, oh, why didn't I do this sooner? You know, I really should have made that leap quicker. So changing your hair can be a way to feel like a whole new person. I would highly recommend you do it with an expert, unless it is something at home like a tutorial or just changing the style. Learning how to style it differently can be really fun as well. Maybe you've always wanted to know how to do waves in your hair with your hair straightener and you've just never gotten around to it. Maybe you've seen me using my Velcro rollers on social media and you've wanted to try that bouncy blow dry as well. Have a bit of a play with it. It can be a nice, fun, light way to do so. Number two, another way to feel like a brand new person is to let go of all of the stuff in your wardrobe that you do not like wearing. Maybe you don't like wearing it because it's not practical for the season of life that you're in, or maybe you just don't like the style, you don't like how it feels on your body might have changed, your body might be bigger and your clothes don't feel good on you, or vice versa, you might be putting outfits on that feel really baggy and too big and you need to update. I find often with wardrobes, it's less about bringing new stuff in and more about letting stuff go, because often we have a lot of stuff in our wardrobe that's good that we just forget about because it gets too cluttered. So doing a wardrobe clear out can make you feel like a different person, especially if you organize your accessories and your shoes and it feels like a place that you want to look at. If you have a walk-in wardrobe, creating a space that you want to walk in and you go, you know what, this space aligns with who I am and I feel really good. I love this. Or maybe it's opening your cupboard doors and knowing that everything hanging in your wardrobe is a yes. None of it is a no that's going to make you feel crappy when you put it on. Just even streamlining that process makes you feel like a whole brand new person as well, for sure. And I do have a series of episodes coming out soon where we chat about this topic, so I'll go deeper then. But number three is to take yourself on a date on your own, but you must take yourself somewhere new. So the reason I say to go on your own is because when we go with someone who knows us well, there is an inbuilt expectation of how things are going to go. Someone that knows you well knows how you're going to act. They know the things that you might like to talk about. They know your sense of humor. They know what you enjoy. And when there is a level of someone expecting us to be a certain way, it's really hard to deviate from that expectation. It's like this unspoken rule, this unspoken contract of how you're going to engage in this social interaction. And, you know, like an example of this is if in your family unit, you are the really loud one, like growing up, you were the loud mouth, you were the class clown, your family always expects you to be like that. So when you go to family events, you slip into this mode that you might not actually engage in other times, but because there is an expectation of you, you do it. It's the same as if your family expects you to be the really shy one. It can be hard to break out of that mold. So take yourself somewhere on your own and somewhere new and make it a date for yourself. The more extreme version of this could be taking yourself for a night away, which I know is like the fantasy for so many mums, but booking yourself into a hotel, into a resort. Maybe you are booking some spa treatments, or maybe you just want to be in bed on your own for like a full 24-hour period. Get Uber Eats and just completely like Rancho Relaxo and don't worry about anything else. You know, you don't have to worry about all of the domestic stuff that's normally on your mind or worry about being anyone in relation to someone else. You can just be. The mini version of it is take yourself on a date somewhere new on your own for half an hour, a couple of hours, whatever is realistic for you. For some people, it will just be going to a new cafe, trying a new drink, sitting in a new spot and looking at a new view. For other people, it might be taking yourself out to a meal or taking yourself to a museum or a gallery in a part of your city that you don't often venture to. But allow yourself to have an experience where you're seeing new things, you're feeling new things, and you're unknown to that environment. That can just be so refreshing and make you feel like a brand new you. So those are three fast things that you might be able to engage in to get yourself out of a bit of a slump if you're feeling like you need it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So we've just had our January best life reset happen via the podcast. And so it's just meant that we've had some themed episodes surrounding what it means to live your best life over with our members only zone. We've had episodes that are specific to that topic as well. So things over there chatting about how we can level up, who we spend our time with, the people that we listen to, really taking responsibility. You know, there's that well-known expression about how we become the average of the people that we spend the most amount of time with. And so over in the members zone, I was chatting about how we need to be really selective and intentional with our energy and our attention because we do become where we spend our time and who we spend our time with. There was also an episode on how to change your life with Dr. Rebecca Ray, who is incredible, one of my all-time favorite guests. So our members had a listen to this episode with Dr. Rebecca Ray, and she talks about whether or not you're wanting to change the whole trajectory of your life path, or maybe just make some small improvements on that smaller scale. It was a really useful episode with some great analogies that I'm sure were really helpful. There's particularly one that stuck with me about how we all have this elephant in our mind, but we also have this rider of the elephant, and how we can tune into the rider and not let the elephant get away, which I know sounds very abstract, but Dr. Rebecca Ray explains it beautifully. She has been a guest on the podcast before, and so she's recently written a new book all about habits and changing your life. So that episode is over there. We also have just a really exciting month coming up for Feb. So for February, we're having a theme again, and this theme will extend across our main podcast feed and also to our members only. But the theme is desire. So what does desire mean? How does it show up in our life? What are the things that we need to be mindful of to really get desire back into our lives? Often I think desire can kind of fall to the side, right? Because we've got so many other things to worry about. But the thing with desire is, if we're not cognizant of what it means to us and we're not nurturing that little spark within us, it's very hard to just flick the switch at the end of the day and turn desire on. And yes, desire for our intimate life, but desire and zest for life in general, like having vitality for life. If we don't nurture that little desire spark within us daily, it really does dwindle and we have no desire fire, for lack of a better analogy. So with our main podcast, I've got a brilliant episode coming up for you that's all about communication and satisfaction in the bedroom and how to take your sex life from chore to enjoyment, how to effectively communicate what you like and what you don't like. We touch on why it can be hard to articulate what you want, also what faking it actually does to your sex life and your relationship as well. We have a Q&A as well with a naturopath. We've got Tabitha Fennell coming back to chat with us about what desire can do for our life when we actually look at the people that maybe we're envious of or that we admire and how we can bring that into our own life as well. There's lots of good stuff coming up on your main feed. I'm really, really proud of these desire months. I think they're going to be very helpful. And then over for our members only, we have a desire meditation. It's a very short one, but it's going to be something that I think a lot of our Venti members will come back to and hit play on, because as I just said, if we are disregarding desire altogether, but expecting to feel vitality for life and connection and excitement and, you know, all juiced up for just being alive, it's not going to happen unless we're nurturing it. So there is that meditation that will help you connect with it, because it can seem really abstract to just say, oh, nurture that spark, but how do you actually do it? So that's why we're doing themed months, because I want it to have tangible steps that you can take so that you start February going, oh, I'm a bit curious about desire. But then you start March being like, oh my gosh, I am so dialed in to what sets my heart on fire. I know what desire means for me. That's the goal, especially with our members only episodes. So we have an episode around self-pleasure, where we get into why it is that people feel shame and guilt surrounding self-pleasure, how to connect to yourself and get comfortable with your own vulva, and how to also raise kids that are comfortable with healthy masturbation beliefs as well. And I know there will be people listening who just find that sentence uncomfortable. And if that is you, then maybe you need that episode more than anyone else, because what we don't heal within ourselves, we pass on to our kids. And so to be able to pass on like a healthy relationship in terms of how our kids feel in their body and how our kids can access their own pleasure, I think that has a massive flow-on effect for all sorts of things like freedom in their own sexuality and consent and stuff like that. We also have a sealed section with one of Australia's top sexologists, and that sealed section we get into things like how to tactfully bring up, you know, or how to tactfully discuss if your partner is experiencing erectile dysfunction. We talk about ways that you can progress from something that you might be enjoying in the bedroom and wanting to take it up to the next level. We touch on dirty talk. It's a real it's a really raw conversation. And again, if these are topics that make you feel a bit uncomfortable, then maybe it's because you need to listen to them. You know, maybe it will actually help you dissolve some of that discomfort and potential shame that you have. So desire is our theme for Feb. I think these episodes are going to be really helpful in terms of providing food for thought. It's what I always want to do with the podcast. So we've got those episodes on the main feed. If you do want to go deeper into our themed months, come on over, sign up. For the cost of a cup of coffee per month, you get those 4 to 5 bonus episodes, and you get all episodes completely ad-free, 3 episodes a week. And again, we're sticking with the themes because I really want the podcast to be something that makes a change in your life. It might be a very small change, such as you learn how to style your hair in a way that you never thought you could, you know, something very superficial, or it could be something really big about getting you to reflect on what desire means for you And it could change your whole year just by actually going, oh my gosh, I haven't even thought about it. Let me put that on the top of the priority list. And it could literally change your whole year. You know, something I often say is we can change our whole life just by changing our days. You know, you improve your day a little bit, you improve yourself a little bit, you improve your thoughts and your feelings about yourself, you change your whole life. So February is all about desire. Come on over. The link is in the show notes. As I said, for the cost of a cup of coffee per month, so not even weekly, you're getting 5 episodes at least that you won't hear anywhere else, or 4 to 5, depending on how many weeks are in the month. But you will get 3 episodes a week, ad and sponsorship free, no more skipping ads, just get stuck into it. And maybe you'll feel really good about supporting a female team. It's a very small little team. It's Jordan and I, but we make it happen. As I said, I won't bang on any longer. I'm proud of these episodes. I think they're good and I'm excited to get them out and share them with you. We have some more themes coming up as well. If you enjoyed today's episode, let me know. I would love to hear from you. 3 ways to feel like a brand new you: change your hair, clean out the wardrobe, take yourself on a date, and maybe, bonus one, you sign up and become a member and get stuck into these themed episodes. All right, guys, I appreciate you listening and I'll chat with you very, very soon. This is what I want. This is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you gonna make a move? Are you gonna come and see? Whatever you wanna do, you know it's cool with me. Whisper in the dark. Whispers in the dark. You come to play, don't you? Looking for something new. I got a lot underneath, tricks up my
up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.